भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4th, Chapter 22nd, Verse number 47. Please repeat.
यैरिद्रशि भगवतो गतिरात्मवाद यैरिद्रशि भगवतो गतिरात्मवाद एकांततो निगमिभिः प्रतिपादितानः एकांततो निगमिभिः प्रतिपादितानः तुष्यन्त्वदभ्र करुणा स्वकृतेन नित्यम् तुष्यन्त्वदभ्र करुणः स्वकृतेन नित्यम् को नाम तत्प्रतिकरोति विनोदपात्रम् को नाम तत्प्रतिकरोति विनोदपात्रम् यैरीदृशी भगवतो गतिरात्मवाद एकांततो निगमभिः प्रतिपादितानः तुष्यन्तत्वदभद्रकरुणा स्वकृतेन नित्यम् को नाम तत्प्रतिकरोति विनोदपात्रम् गतिरात्मवाद एकांततो निगमिभि प्रतिपादितान तुष्यन्त्वदभ्रकरुणा स्वकृतेन नित्यम्
others. It's too long. No, at least that's all the light we get. Let there be light. Oh. Yay. By those. Idrashi. Such kind of. Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gatihi, progress. Atmavade, spiritual consideration. Ekantataha, incomplete understanding. Nigamibhihi, by Vedic evidences. Pratipadita, conclusively establish. Na unto us. Tushantu, be satisfied. Adabhra, unlimited. Karuna, mercy. Svakratena, by your own activity. Nityam, eternal. Naka, who? Nama? No one. Tat? That. Pratikaroti? Counteracts. Vina? Without. Udpatram? Offering of water in cupped hands. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Prithu Maharaj continued, how can such persons who have rendered unlimited service by explaining the path of self-realization in relation to Supreme Personality of Godhead and whose explanations are given for our enlightenment with complete conviction and Vedic evidence be repaid except by folded palms containing water for their satisfaction. Such great personalities cannot be satisfied only by, such personalities can be satisfied only by their own activities which are distributed amongst human society out of their unlimited mercy. Purport. Great personalities of the material world are very eager to render welfare service to human society. But actually no one can render better service than one who distributes the knowledge of spiritual realization in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All living entities are within the clutches of illusory energy. Forgetting their real identity, they hover in material existence, transmigrating from one body to another in search of a peaceful life. Since these living entities have very little knowledge of self-realization, they are not getting any relief, although they are very anxious to attain peace of mind and some substantial happiness. Saintly persons like Kumaras, Narada, Prahlad, Janak, Sukhdeva Goswami, and Kapil Dev, as well as the followers of such authorities as Vaishnavacharyas and their servants, can render a valuable service to humanity by disseminating knowledge of relationship between Supreme Personality of Godhead and living entity. Such knowledge is a perfect benediction for humanity. Knowledge of Krishna is such a great gift that it is impossible to repay the benefactor. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj requested the Kumaras to be satisfied by their own benevolent activities in delivering souls from the clutches of Maya. The king saw that there was no other way to satisfy them for their exalted activities. The word vinoda patram can be divided into two words, vina and udapatram, or can be understood as one word, vinoda patram, which means joker. A joker's activities simply arouse laughter, and a person who tries to repay the spiritual master or teacher of the transcendental message of Krishna becomes a laughing stock, just like a joker, because it is not possible to repay such a debt. The best friend and the benefactor of all people is one who awakens humanity to its original Krishna consciousness. Yeridrashi bhagavato gatiratma vada ikantato nigamibhihi pratipaditanah tushyantvadabhra karuna svakratena nityam ko namatat pratikaroti vinoda patram. Translation again. Prithu Maharaj continued, how can such persons who have rendered unlimited service by explaining the path of self-realization in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whose explanations are given for our enlightenment with complete conviction and Vedic evidence, be repaid except by folded palms containing water for their satisfaction? Such great personalities can be satisfied only by their own activities, which are distributed amongst human society out of their unlimited mercy. Wonderful verse. And the purport. I don't need this now. The Brahmanas are very close to the Lord. They're Lord's people in this world. Being Lord's people and close to the Lord, they are just satisfied with the Lord. And they cannot be satisfied by, oops, what did I do? Or this in the back. Another one coming?
ಹಾಗೆ. Yeah, it would be nice while I'm studying. Yeah, so they are completely satisfied. Of course, these brahmanas, Vaishnava brahmanas, the Vedic brahmanas are a little less in their evolution in Krishna consciousness, a little behind. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not accept bhiksha if the person wasn't Vaishnava Brahman. Oh. Vedic Brahman at the level of Brahma realization. Brahma Janati iti Brahmanaha. Brahma Janati, one who Janati knows Brahma iti, that Brahman, that person is a Brahman. He knows Brahman. There is more. There is a Paramatma. There is a Bhagavan. So Vaishnava Brahman knows Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada is pointing out, the knowledge, distribution of knowledge of the spiritual realization in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Bhagavan, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Paramatma, there is some personality coming up. Still no full manifestation. And Brahman has a long way to go, just a beginning. The effulgence, just the light which emanates from the personality of Godhead. So these Brahmanas mentioned here, they are doing the topmost human welfare. Srila Prabhupada said this. Yeah, that is. Spreading Krishna consciousness is the topmost welfare. When we say Krishna consciousness, then it is, that is Bhagavan also. Then that's personality of Godhead. Personality of Godhead. Anything less, well, then that much less welfare you're doing. Those are talking about Brahman also doing some welfare, but less. Paramatma, less. We're talking and spreading that word in relationship, living entity in relationship with the personality of Godhead. Living entity is now fully linked with the personality of Godhead. So one who does that service, this is a topmost welfare work. Most of the welfare work is just in relationship with the body. Forget the soul, forget the Brahman, forget Paramatma, and certainly forgotten personality of Godhead. Most of the welfare work is in relationship with the body. But again, they wish to render some service, do some welfare activity, but because of ignorance, they cannot even do the welfare of the body, what to speak of the soul, and bringing it to the level of Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. They cannot even distribute right kind of food. The previous verse, Prabhupada, in the purport, has talked a lot about they eat only prasad, the remnants offered to the Lord, and the brahmanas, they encourage prasad distribution, and they discourage. They cannot open slaughterhouses for everything. The Brahmin's permission is required. And they cannot open slaughterhouses. So Brahmins would only encourage prasad distribution. Not again just vegetarianism. Krishnatarianism. Immediately is another level. So you may be distributing food. Americans, they were distributing food in Afghan. And in American style, they were in helicopters. That is safer, right? Up there. As soon as you land, you may be gunned down or something. So they are up high in the sky in their helicopters, and they were doing the food for life there, in their style. And what kind of food? That was all the meat packets were being distributed, meat packages. Maybe some fish, maybe hamburger, not Bhima burger. And people are hungry, people are thirsty, so they are eating and drinking. But does that do good to them? No. Food in mood of ignorance, what does that do? What is the job of ignorance? Destruction. But as soon as you talk of tamogun, oh, that's not part of our religion, they may take that stand. Oh, this tamogun? No. This is your business or Hindu business or ignorance, being in ignorance. So while thinking of doing welfare, they end up causing harm to others. At the level of the body, talking a little more about the food, your body would be destroyed very soon. You would have a shorter lifespan. The food that you eat also is causing your subtle body. Mind also gets produced from the food that you eat. Different sentiments, emotions are product of the food that you eat. You are what you eat. That doesn't only refer to the size of the body or the health of the body or sickness in the body, but also the mind. the way you deal, way you tackle, way you control or not control your mind. This is all result of the food that you eat. Well, amongst other factors, the intake. If it is goodness, eat food in mode of goodness, then there's a maintenance. Immediately your body would be maintained by the food of nature of the goodness. It's a good, and then the goodness, and your body would last longer. There are people in Hawaii, they eat sweet potatoes, and they eat soybean and some natural, and they live many of them, over 100 years. More people live 100 years, over 100 years in Hawaii compared to on the mainland America. Very few people cross. I just read that. And they are giving this credit to the kind of eating, what they eat, another lifestyle, natural living. And the special mention was made that these people, a section of a society there, some name was also mentioned, they also eat less. Traditionally, they eat less. What they eat and how much they eat less. As a result, they live longer. It's a good program, right? If you wish to live longer, eat less. Totally, you end up eating the same amount. Whether you eat in 25 years or 50 years. But if you finish your quota of 50 years in 25 years, then time to go. Your quota is over. You could keep eating bit by bit and live 100 years. Instead of eating that in 50 years, you're then 100 years. So there's a goodness program. And you are distributing meat packets in a country where you wish to wipe out the terrorism, make earth free from terrorists. Make Afghanistan, Iraq free from terrorism. But you are feeding them meat. You are creating more terrorists by feeding them meat. By eating meat, you have no more mercy. Again. You may, this is your dharma, of four pillars. Dharma has four pillars, 1, 2, 3, 4. Usually there are four pillars for the building, or roof is also held by four pillars in four corners. And then the roof is up there, over the head. So dharma also is held by four pillars. And one of them is daya. Mercy, compassion. And how is compassion destroyed? By meat eating, by animal killing. This kills mercy. You become merciless. You're no more kind to others, including human beings. You don't have those finer sentiments anymore. You are like a machine or like a rock, stone-hearted, rock-hearted. As you go on eating meat, go on killing, and those animals are cursing you and say you would never ever be peaceful. Just see what is happening.
exact same thing would happen to you. They may not say that in the words, but the feelings are there. So all animals are cursing those killers. They're taking one animal to the slaughterhouse. It was a bull. This happened in the newspaper many years ago. And this bull realized what was coming up. So this bull, he bowed down with his knees, the front four legs. And he was kind of begging, please rescue me, please. Those were dragging him to the slaughterhouse. They could realize what this bull was trying to convey. Please. They could read the mind of that animal. Of course. By animal killing, human beings are killing all these finer sentiments towards others. Love thy neighbor as thyself. That will not happen. If meat eating goes on, thou shalt not kill, if you don't follow that program, thou shalt not kill program is not followed, then love thy neighbor as thyself, this also would not take place. You go on eating meat and then you hate your neighbor. And you wish he did not exist. You hate to such extent. I can't stand. Don't show me your face. Go away. And if you don't go away, I could even use some other means to get rid of you. So much hatred. Iccha dvesha samutthena. Going back to Krishna's verse in Bhagavad Gita, Iccha, the desires to enjoy this world, bhoga vancha kare, anadi bahirmukh jeev, bhoga vancha kare. The vancha, the desire is bhog, how to enjoy, I want to enjoy. Bhoga vancha kare. Then, so this is desire. According to Buddha also, he came to this conclusion. All the sins you commit, the cause is desire. Or even every activity of this world. Behind that is a desire, iccha. And another word is iccha dvesha, hatred. Desire and hatred. Dvandva mohena bharata. And the living entity gets into moha, bewildered. Although we may be thinking we are knowledgeable. Just yesterday the graduation ceremonies all over the country. And thousands of graduates are coming out. Thousands. Thousands of creatures. I thought only few people were getting graduations. I asked Anand, how many people? He said, there were 900. I thought only few people. Some special thing. Some people are getting, hundreds and thousands are getting graduated thinking. They wear a hat, take a photograph. They had to pay for the hat. They rent the hat for a few minutes, take pictures. And everybody has that photograph in his home, in his album. One with the graduation. Everyone thinks, we are so much knowledgeable.
But all that knowledge is just moha, bewildered. Arjuna also was bewildered. He did not know what to do. What is right thing, what is wrong thing? Nasreyo anupashyami hatva swajanam ahave. He was saying. Nasreyo, of course he was thinking. Thinking of doing good to his family members. Not killing them, I don't see any benefit. So like that. But he also was bewildered and caught in moha. At the end he had admitted, you know, nasto moha. In the beginning he is bewildered. He did not know. He is caught in dvandva. To do this, not to do, to do. To be, not to be. This is dvandva. And this dvandva mohena, this causes the bewilderment for the living entities are bewildered. Whole world is bewildered. The Western world is bewildered. The Eastern world is not much far behind. They want to catch up with those who are bewildered. In India, there was some calculation. When I was just going to school, school boy, this thing. We are 200 years behind America. 200 years behind. But in 50 years, they have a lot of ground has been covered. In some area, they are ahead of Americans. In some the way they do things. Dvandva mohena bharata. So you see these key words. Icha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata. But in another statement Krishna says, yadricha labha santushto dvandvatito vimatsaraha. But if you are like these brahmanas, yadricha, yad icha. Yat icha means his icha, the Lord's icha. Yadricha, labha, the gain, whatever you have gained by his icha, by his arrangement, Lord's arrangement, santushta, you are satisfied. Yadricha, labha, santushto, dvandvatito, dvandvatit. Immediately you become dvandvatit. You transcend this dvandva. Everyone is caught in this dvandva. Being ground. This will be grinding, not machines, in our village. Stone grinding. So, all those grains, they are ground between two of those, whatever, round things. So living entities are being crushed and made into paste, powder, dvandva. Oh, so many kinds of dvandva. Sukh, dukh, sometimes sukh, and immediately comes, dukh comes. What else comes? Tatha mana apamanayo. There's the honor and soon there is dishonor. What else Krishna says? Shita ushna, hot and cold. In fact, if we begin thinking, you'll see there are hundreds and if not thousands of items. This dvandva. This and that, this is also dvandva. Inside and outside is also part of dvandva. East and west, and past and future, time factor wise, this is also dvandva. Young and old, this is dvandva. What else? Go on adding a few more items. Huh?
Rich and poor.
Rich and poor. Capitalists. Weak and strong. That was capitalism. And then, what was created? No, we are a little fast. Huh? Communism was created. So like that, there's a counterpart. There's a counterpart. Man and? Young and old. So like that, oh, everyone is caught in this. Dvandva mohina bharata. Oh, what's the news? When Yudhishthir Maharaj was asked, ka varta? This was Yaksha asking these questions. In Mahabharata, there are a series of questions. What is most wonderful thing? Kim ascharyam? Oh, most wonderful thing is everyone is dying. But those who are still around, they're thinking, oh, I'm going to be here forever. It's death business, I have nothing to do. So there's a question. So what's the news? If this tomorrow, news? What news? He said, this universe, Brahman is a big pot. And this tapatraya, tap, the heat of this existence. Surya is also there in this tapatraya. They are all the living entities are getting cooked. This big pot of universe, you know how universe is? Big, and all the living entities are getting cooked, boiled down. This was the news. Huh? Global warming, it's warming up, okay. Global will warm and the snow will melt and ocean levels will go higher and you will get drowned. Jala samadhi. You know, samadhi. In jala samadhi. All this is... Because society is not guided by the Brahminical instruction, the whole population is only absorbed in sinful activities. Yes or no? Regardless, I mean, India included, China, West is, of course, leading the way. And therefore, deservedly being punished. They deserve punishment. Dandam arhati, the scripture. Dandam arhati, they deserve danda, punishment. You should eat as much as you could digest, it says. But if you take more, dandam arhati should be punished. The stomach ache is there and other kinds of sufferings are there. And ultimately, hang him! How many times the person gets hung. Every time there's a death, hang him. Hang him. That's a punishment. Another chance. Okay, another chance. Give another chance. Another body. Again, going sinful, going away. Not listening to these brahmanas. Good advice given by the brahmanas on the behalf of the Lord. If that does not happen, must suffer. And because you want to enjoy, then you suffer. If you don't want to suffer, then stop enjoyment. Then, so this enjoyment and suffering, this is also dvandva. This is another kind of dvandva, dual nature of this existence, enjoyment and suffering. This is part of this existence. So those who wish to get out, of course no one wants to suffer, but then stop enjoying. The coin has two sides, right? You can't just get one side of the story, one side of the coin. It's a complete package. It's enjoyment must end in suffering. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate. This is the law. Oh, this is your Krishna's law. We have nothing to do with Krishna. But there's only Krishna. At the top, there is only Krishna. If you could realize one of these days. And his law is, not only for Hindus. He did not create law for Indians, Indian law. Speaking the truth. Created all these shastras, scriptures. Jiver nai swata Krishna gyan. Jiver kripai kaila Krishna veda puran. The jivas, living entities, don't know who they are, what's going on, where they're coming from. They're just caught in moha, bewildered. So Krishna, God, why call him God when you know his name? You could call him. That was Prabhupada's. You don't know him, so you call him God, God, for those who know. Krishna jin ka naam hai. Why call just God? His name is Krishna. Gokula jin ka dham hai. You also know his address. Yashoda jin ki maiya hai. You know his mother's name, father's name. We have his phone number. Prabhupada, we have his phone number. All that you wish to know about the Lord is that all knowledge is available. And it's all there in Vedas, the Puranas, the Itihasas, and Vedanta Sutra, and Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavatam. And these are the manuals. Lord created the world, and He created all these manuals. Microphone is created, and then the manual comes with it, how to operate, how to take care, how to repair. And so all these scriptures, this is a manual. And then who would read the manual? The Brahmanas would read the manuals. They would explain these manuals. It's also about the body. What you should be eating, and the whole getting a program, some recreation also. The Brahmanas, they are just satisfied. Being self-satisfied, this is a wealth. You are richest person if you are satisfied. But so-called richest person is always hankering. So much greed in him. He's like a pauper, he's like a poor. He wants more. So if he could come to the level of, I'm satisfied. Yadricha lava santushto. If he could say, yes, I'm satisfied.
This is real wealth. If you could be santushta. It's a living entity, Prabhupada is pointing out here. Looking for that kind of situation, peaceful situation, that he wants to settle down. And that is possible by the grace of the Lord. By listening to the Lord. And how would you listen to the Lord? Is Lord going to come to your kitchen and talk to you? You're so busy, people. Ladies are so very busy. As if ladies are expecting now. Let him come and speak to us while we are rolling the puris. Or I'm so busy, maybe let him come and sit while I'm driving next to me. Driver's seat and talk to me. I'm so busy. I'm very busy going to hell. Cannot stop. Self-satisfied. Yesterday we were reading this Panihati Mahotsav, Chiradahi Mahotsav. And it was Raghunath Das Goswami. Please have mercy so that Mahaprabhu is satisfied with me and I could attain Mahaprabhu. And it was pointed out to him that Mahaprabhu has special mercy upon you. Because see, how much wealth you have and how much opulence you have in your possession, it is same as Indra's kind of wealth, opulence, enjoyment that could be in kingdom of Indra. That kind of opulence you possess. But you're only trying to run away from this opulence. You're not attracted. You cannot be bound. They're trying to bind you. Even father of Raghunath Das Goswami, wife and husband, they were talking this, saying, we should bind our son. And they would even bind sometimes, physically bind their son. And he would somehow escape. So father of Raghunath Das goes, he's already bound. The wealth is there. He has beautiful wife. Another bondage we have arranged. But he's just running away. He has no interest in all this. And this was taken as Nityananda Prabhu said, you already have a benediction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, how would you be not interested? You have all the opulence, wealth, wife, you name it, you have it. But you don't consider that as your possession. You have no interest to exploit, enjoy. You want to, you're back towards all this. And you want to only run in the direction of the Lord. This is a benediction. Because you are self-satisfied. Raghunath Das Goswami was self-satisfied, or satisfied in the self is self and the supreme self. Satisfied in the supreme self. That is real satisfaction. Icha. Only desire. Anadhanam na janam na sundarim kavita. Oh, what is your desire? Liberation? No. Mama janmani janmanishware.
I'm also willing to take birth again and again. Oh, what do you want? Mama janmani janmani shvari bhavatad bhakti rahito gito. Bhakti, devotional service is all that I want. Devotional service is all that I want. And this is a need of every single entity, regardless. Wherever, on whichever planet, whichever country they are born in, the need of living entity, each living need is the same. Your need, my need, someone on the street, his need, someone in Mexico, his need, someone in Guatemala, I don't know, you're saying some kind, maybe not even saying the right names, wherever they are. It's need, same need. We are all one. We are one family. We are all same souls. And we have created all this East and West. And we have created this religion and that religion. There was one time. And there is this time also today. Just one religion. There is but one religion. And more religions get added to the list. When they stop going to the East to learn, they stop going to Nalanda and Takshashila. These are big, big universities. And they would go from all over the world, all over the planet, they would go to these universities for higher education. Sandipani Muni teaching, and this Muni, that Muni, Rishi teaching. And they would get graduated, get their certificates. Then they would come. They would go to China, say, hey, I have certificate. I am India returned. Now someone comes from the West, foreign return. It's supposed to be a big title. Foreign return. As return from the West. That's a big title. In India, someone has returned. Now it's becoming more common. But again, well, we're just children or young. This is a big thing. He has returned. It's foreign return. You know that? There was some introduction about that person. First thing, if he had come, forget other things. You know what? He has foreign return. Returned from. As if it's a big deal, foreign return, return from the foreign countries. He used to drink milk, now he drinks wine. And his foreign return. His foreign return. So, more and more dualities are get created. State and church, they used to be together. The priest from the church would give all the guidance to the statesmen, those who would be ruling, rulers. But then there was separation. No. We'll deal with the secularism, all the secular, all the physical needs, that's all that we take care of. And your priest business, church, that's a separate. Because maybe at some point, like a Brahmanas in India, they started exploiting and discrimination, and then they lost their grace. So that happened in the West. The priests on too much domination. Say, no. You be there, we are here, and separation. And India, that also happened. India became a secular country. And then Brahmins, the Brahmins are supposed to be the owners of everything. Brahmin tell. Kshatriyas, you do this on behalf of the Lord. You do that. Then looking at the Shastras, studying, coming to conclusions. The panel of Brahmanas always advising,
Kshatriya, Raja, then he becomes Rajarshi. And then people started, then came this, the faith, reason and faith. There's a big conflict between reasoning, people's reasoning, rational. Rationalism came into existence, became very, very, very prominent. We are talking about this and that and God, show me! We'll only accept if you could show, produce your God. Show me your God. All the challenges. Meaning, samshayatma vinashati, all those doubting souls, then resulting in destruction. Samshayatma vinashati. As soon as you have samshaya, shanka, doubt, vinash, destruction. Samshayatma vinashati. And from that sprung up the whole, the scientific world, science, and then with that technology and the whole exploitation of this and that. Then Darwin came along. He came up with another theory, evolution, theory of evolution. And then gradually the intelligent theory is coming on the scene. Some intelligence is coming back. God, maybe God has some hand in all this creation. They are now wondering, maybe. Let's give a little credit to God. No. Credit. Intelligent design. And with the science and technology, whole industrial economy versus agrarian economy. The two economies, broadly speaking, have always existed agrarian economy. Krishi, Goraksha, Vanijya. Krishi, farming, Goraksha, cow protection, Vanijya, some trading. This is Krishna's program. God's program. Center. Land, agriculture center, cow-centered economy. Versus industrial economy, which with the help of all this science and technology and exploitation and enjoy, spirit of enjoyment. All this. So we have God made the country and man has made big mess. Collectively, we had been making big, big mess. And this has happened because of deviation from God's plan. God, Brahmanas, Shastras, Brahmanas explaining Shastras in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, with that deviation, all distractions, and we are in a big mess, big trouble, worldwide. So 30 years ago, Prabhupada gave a lecture series, last lecture series of Srila Prabhupada in Mumbai was that the modern civilization is finished. What word he used? Word. Modern civilization is total failure. Modern civilization is total failure. Only alternative is Krishna consciousness. Every day he was talking. This was the theme of the lecture series. Prabhupada was, those days he was 77, month of April, May. He was so physically weak, not even able to climb up the stage and sit into his asana. Devotees would
lift him and put him in the asasana. And once his Prabhupada had a microphone, Prabhupada would roar. And like a lion shaking up, grabbing them by their necks. And so that was 30 years ago. But even things were not that obvious. Things are going bad. The modern civilization is failure. It was not that obvious 30 years ago. But passing up every year, the karma is catching up with this world. And as a result, there are major difficulties. And the solution is listening to the Brahmanas. And Prabhupada saw what is lacking in the society are the Brahmanas. So he founded International Society for Krishna Consciousness so that there could be some Brahmanas. The body is there, but there's no head. The Brahmanas are head, so put the head on the top of the body. Otherwise, society is like a headless chicken. Headless chicken. Chicken jumping, but doesn't know where it's going to land. The jumping. No thinking. So the it has been pointed out in this purpose, the topmost welfare program is spreading the knowledge, which is a job of the Brahmanas. And that's the assignment that Srila Prabhupada has given to his followers to distribute my books, distribute my books, distribute my books. The books are the basis. And with those books, you spread the knowledge. You study also. Study the books. Study my books. Study my books. Study my books. He didn't say in those three times, but he did emphasize studies. Read my books. And then distribute my books. So that is our program. Now Krishna has come. He is everywhere. Krishna is here. Rukmini Dwarka is here. Dwarkadish is here to stay. Whatever, he's not going to leave. He wants to make sure he has taken incarnation in the form of Rukmini Dwarkadish. And you are his team members, your brahmanas. So as this Kurma Brahmin was instructed, Jare dakho, tyare kaho, Krishna, but you stay here. And Jare dakho, tyare kaho, Krishna Upadesh. What is Krishna Upadesh? Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Upadesh. So that instruction, although not given directly to you, it is to be understood that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to come to your town, and if you were to invite him for lunch or prasad, then he would give that instruction to you. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that he would repeat this. He mentioned that one time what happened to Kurma Brahmin, but every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invited by a Brahmin, then Mahaprabhu would say, "Now, jare dakho tyare kaho Krishna, jare dakho tyare kaho." So it was not one for just one person, one Kurma Brahmin. So world needs help. Help, 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 help. You see. You know, the glories of the Western world. It sounds screaming, right? Screaming. Scary. The Kali Yuga is getting intense, intensified. Okay, any comments, questions? Yeah, because people on our friends on internet want to hear your question.
Okay, so you were speaking about compassion and how meat eating destroys, or animal killing especially, destroys that quality, which is one of the pillars of Dharma. And in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, killing my family members is sinful. And Krishna gives him so many arguments, such as, it is your nature, and do it well.
He is not encouraging killing. I mean, he is. But his goal is dharma samsthapanarthaya. He wants to establish the principles of dharma. Principle of dharma, religion, supreme religion. That's the target, that's the goal. And to do so, there are two things. Anukullena, pratikullesha varjanam. Another thing is, anukullesha sankalpa. Whatever is favorable, you accept. Whatever is unfavorable, you reject, even to the extent of killing. So this world has two parties. Daiva asura evacha. There are only two kinds of people in this world. Daiva, devatas. Divya, they are divine, godly people. And then the demoniac people. So demons are the demoniac nature. They may be your kith and kin. Your near, dear ones. So, they should be subdued. Try to pacify them. Control their demoniac nature. And Krishna and Pandavas, they had attempted giving good advice. No. Or if not the whole kingdom, at least give 5 villages, you know. Even that was unheard of, or on the deaf ears of the... So the killing, crushing demoniac nature. Killing may be the last option. There are other options before that one. The goal is... Dharma is established, and dharma protects everyone. So Krishna's intention and the vision and strategy should not be misunderstood. Because you are anxious.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you for a wonderful class. You were speaking a lot about Brahminical and Brahminism and Brahminical culture. We've heard so many times Prabhupada say, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. So, in Kali Yuga, we're all Sudras. So, does that mean that when you come to Krishna consciousness and you get the Brahminical initiation, the thread, so does that mean that no more you should engage in Sudra activity? Meaning, even in Krishna consciousness, as you were saying last night very nicely, how sometimes we think Brahminical means, oh, now I don't touch anything. Now I just, chant Hare Krishna and no more sudra activity, cleaning, no more, you know, just worshiping the deity, chanting Hare Krishna, and I'm Brahmin, and no more other activity. So could you give a little something for us to have an understanding of what you're saying, what Srila Prabhupada's saying? What does it mean to be a Brahmin in Krishna consciousness? What should one do? How should one be? We know that they should be tolerant and we should be compassionate and we should teach Krishna consciousness, preach, study, worship the deity, teach how to worship the deity. But is that all that we should do? What other things should we do as a Brahmin in Krishna consciousness?
When you also have given an answer. You have asked question, you have given an answer.
Sometimes the temple president, they think you have ulterior motives.
Yeah, Tukaram was pointing out to me how when I was a president in Greater Kailash, New Delhi, I was in New Delhi. He saw a photograph of me with a broom, and I was sannyasi and a Brahmin and a temple president. And also sweeping the floor or sweeping the temple grounds. So, things in relationship with the Lord, service in relationship with the Lord, seemingly some activity, like a washing pots. That Narad Muni's mother, she was Shudrani, so there was a Bhagavat Saptah going on, Bhakti Vedantas had come. So she would go to the kitchen and do the menial service or washing pot. So it's considered that there's some kind of classification, gradation. But in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said many times, worshipping the deity in the temple, and then behind the temple you may have to go and wash pots. Both are transcendental activities in relationship with the Supreme Lord. When there was a yajna, Rajasu yajna on Krishna, he took service of reception. He was working in the reception, especially taking the shoes of all the guests and in taking care of the shoes. So, in Krishna consciousness, we transform, we are spiritualized, and it is said one day there will be Hari Bhaktas. There will be Hari Bhaktas as a result of all this propagation of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, every town, every village. The goal is not Varnashram, establishment of Varnashram. There is a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishudra. But there will be Hari Bhaktas, means all Vaishnavas. So that doesn't mean there will be no more deity worship, no more administration, no more farming, cow protection, or no more building temple. Building temple is the Shudra work. Driving car is Shudra work. And so as Krishna consciousness spreads and things get iskonized and Krishnized, and so that distinction doesn't remain. Another one coming.
Question? Maharaj?
Before I finish the answer to the previous question, this is what is going on. Okay.
I thought the sounds, all the sounds.
So it depends how much time you have.
You mentioned the Yudhishthira Prashna or Yama Prashna in Mahabharata. Is that a very long passage? Are there more?
Yeah, I think there are 100 questions. There are dozens, if not up to 100 questions. Questions are small, but Yudhishthira Maharaj is giving responses. And unless you satisfy me, and you go for drinking water, this is in Kamban, in Vrindavan. The brothers, the summer season, and they're all thirsty, and one brother was sent, go get water. So Nakul, Sahadeva, goes first on the bank of the lake. And before he was to drink and take some water for the other brothers, hey! I have some questions. Please give answers, satisfy me. If you disregard, and you'll be dropped dead. And this is what was happening. They were not responding. And one brother died, second one was sent to get water, and he never returned, died. Third one, fourth one. And finally, Yudhishthira Maharaj goes. And he was also, hey, some questions. Oh, what are those? And then the dialogue takes place. And towards the end, that Yaksha, Yama, says, oh, I'm so satisfied, I'm very satisfied with the answers you have given. And as a result, I will bring one of your brothers back to life. Tell me which one, which brother you would like to have come back to life. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, Sahadev, Nakula Sahadev. Why is it? He was expecting this. The questioner was expecting either he would bring Arjuna or Bhima back to life. But instead, he mentioned one of those other two brothers. The five children were children of two mothers, three from one, Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Bhima, and Nakul and Sahadev. And he explained that reason my stepmother entered, she became Sati, entered the fire, leaving my mother behind, Madri behind. Kunti said that you are broad-minded. If you stay behind, then I know you will take care of my children too, as good as your children, as if they were your children. So that broad-mindedness was there, reflected in that desire. Okay, bring this brother back. And then this person was so satisfied, Yama, Yaksha, said, I'm so satisfied with your response, I will bring all your four brothers back to life. And all brothers are back to life. And the pastimes continued like that. I say a little more than that was not your question, but you get a little bonus.
Speaking about duality, about a couple of years back, I read an article. They have done several years of research and found out that cows have the feelings.
Cows have feelings.
Feelings.
Finally, they came to conclusion.
2 years back, this article was there, Maharaj.
It took them how many years? 10,000 years to find out cows have feelings? A big deal. How many billion dollars they spent? What is is this nonsense? They came to conclusion that cows have feelings.
But they have discovered, Maharaj, they have discovered cats and dogs have feelings. Several hundreds of years ago, they discovered that. But they have discovered about these cows has feeling of 2 years, 3 years ago. But they have not discovered the feelings in the matador in Spain where they stab this, you know, bull. But they never discovered there is a feelings there. So this is what a duality on the advancement of science and psychology.
If the ducks are passing on the road, sometimes happens. People driving their cars, they stop. Sometimes that's up. On the lake, there's a road, and some ducks come on the ground. And they're crossing, little ones. People, out of respect for the ducks, they stop the cars. Or there's so much respect for the dog, but the best animal, unfortunately, cow, there are no respect. Whatever, in this country or that country, or they have for cow but not for bull, or they are beings. You could be the next dog or a cat or a... Okay? Mataji's? Okay, here is some.
Hare Krishna. Especially yesterday, the class was discussing. Yesterday, especially the class was, and also today, it was mentioned briefly about how the brahmanas, as the representatives of Krishna, they are the owners of everything, but how they give it to the vaishyas and the kshatriyas to take care of. I was wondering how it was that in the time of Krishna himself, that Sudama Brahmin, he was so poor that he couldn't even get together some chip rice.
Well, and then you know what happened next. It's just part of the story or history. And he visited his friend Sri Krishna, and he forgot all about his mission, why he was there. He did not mention a word about, give me this, give me wealth, look at my poor children, and my wife doesn't have even sari to wear. These thoughts were not there. He was just fully satisfied just being with his friend Dwarkadish Sri Krishna. And on the way back, Sudama was actually satisfied by his visit of Dwarka. For one of the reasons for his satisfaction was that he did not beg for anything. A good boy, good boy. Well done, well done. So when he returned, you know, the whole transformation. Is it the right village, right town? The opulence of his village, his hometown, became as good as Dwarka's, opulence of Dwarka. Lord shared his opulence. Gave it to that Brahmin. He's not interested. He gave it. But as a result, he just continued his style of living, lifestyle, not a death style. Someone said the present day's lifestyle is not lifestyle, it is a death style. His simple living, high thinking continued, although he was in the midst of the opulence of Vaikunth, opulence of Sri Krishna. He maintained his interest only in Krishna. So these are the tests of the civilized, most advanced human beings. They are just happy. They have no intention to exploit, enjoy this world. So you give them the whole world, or they are without the world, on either situation, they are just, their happiness is happiness in Krishna consciousness. Doesn't depend upon anything outside them or external. So, oh poor Sudama, look poor Sudama. He's not poor, he's richest. Sudama, you are Sri Niketan. You are abode of Sri. All the Sri worships you, your lotus feet. But you are embracing me? What is this? So Krishna becomes property of Sudama. Okay, I'm yours now. You have me. And when he has embraced Dwarkadish Sri Krishna, he has everything. We don't even understand Sudama. And then we have some compassion for Sudama. Poor Sudama. You poor Sudama. But that's a typical Vaishnava, Brahmin, devotee of the Lord. Sudama is just one maybe more obvious or glaring example, but he is not the only one again. Every Brahmin, pure Vaishnava Brahmin, is of that caliber, that nature. Whether six Goswamis of Vrindavan, or you name them, they are Madhvendra Puri or Srila Prabhupada, see what he, how much wealth he had. When he had to come to America, did he fly? No. He couldn't fly. He had no wealth, money to go buy ticket from airline. He had to go so many times to that lady, Sindhya Navigation Company. Is her name? Sumati Maharaj. Swamiji, you want to die on the way? Why you want to travel? But he was determined to follow instruction of his spiritual master. So, not in the passenger boat, cargo boat, not flight, no passenger boat, cargo, with the goods, containers. Swamiji was traveling for more than 30 days. And as he lands in New York, there's no one there to receive him. Swamiji doesn't know, Prabhupada writes in the Bible, whether I should now turn left or right once he was off the boat. He did not know where to go. There was no hotel booking. And that is the greatness of Prabhupada. The greatness of God also and God's devotees. That's why we are glorifying right now. Otherwise, if everything, he took flight and there was someone to receive, hotel booking and all that, was a big deal. That's just a routine thing. But to glorify again his devotees, Krishna keeps his devotees in such a situation and they're still not disturbed. And then his workers, they stole some money and ran away. There was a telegram sent to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in Jhansi. The telegram lands in the hand of this Prabhakar Mishra, the very first disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, there's a message for you. What is it? Read it. And he reads the message out. Telegraphic message. Oh, your workers, they stole money. They ran away with the money. And Prabhakar Mishra read the message and he was looking at Prabhupada, at his face. And Prabhupada was smiling. There was a smile on Prabhupada's face. And Prabhupada said, Jassi, Harishetad dhanam shanai. What is the beginning of that? Yasya anugrannami. Yasya anugrannami. Harishetad dhanam shanai. When Lord does anugraha, special benediction upon somebody, how does he translate that benediction into how he takes his wealth away? He takes harishetad dhanam. Dhan is taken away. Harishetad dhanam shanai. Gradually or abruptly? Shanai means gradually. So Prabhupada took that as a, oh, it's Krishna's arrangement. Oh, he's so kind to me. Now I have no reason to go back to Allahabad, Prayag. I was preaching here in Jhansi. I'll stay. Happily preach. So who could understand? It's very difficult to understand these devotees. Because we have different way to measure and evaluate and understand. And people, we have different kind of measurements, yardstick. They cannot be measured like that. They are another world. Now, bhujaya, migge ki kriya mudra, of the Vaishnavas, you cannot, it's very difficult to understand. They are in another world, and we judge even them by this world.